Welcome to everyone on today's Ohio Law Monthly call on Tuesday the 21st of May at 1800 UTC. On today's call we have Wolf Ludwig, Oksana Priyakotko, Olivier Cresson-Leblanc, Roberto Gaetano, Narine Kachatran, Dick Kalkman, Sébastien Bachelet, Cyranush Vardanyan, Christopher Wilkinson, Rudy Vansnick, and Sandra Hoferichter will be joining us shortly. Apologies noted from Bill Drake, Uriel Lansipuro, Jordi Ipaguire, and Adela Danciu. And from staff, we have Silvia Vivanco and myself, Gisela Gruber. And if I could also please remind everyone to state names when speaking for transcript purposes, and Silvia Vivanco will be taking the action items as they are stated during the call this evening. Thank you, and over to you, Wolf.
Okay, thanks a lot, Gisela, for this exercise. What was excellent as usual. Let me continue going to the next agenda item, what are the action items from our last call. And as far as I have seen on the sub-page under this action item, this is not the action item I had in mind or I have in my memory, because there are some points mentioned who are not action items anymore. Wolf provided an update, is not an action item, so this is already finished. Let me start with the top. As action item, it was listed RTRT2 on the question of the community on accountability and transparency within ICANN, ELEC considering drafting a statement. Olivier requested Juralo members to take a look and provide inputs. There was a reminder sent afterwards, but to my memory there was no response. What is not surprising, there is not much response at the moment on such things, and this, among others, will be taken into consideration in our strategic discussion at the upcoming Lisbon GA, and I noted already that there won't be. Under 4, RALO budget request information, RALO request was not considered. I provided an update, so this is not necessary anymore. Pending affair, Juralo's individual ASS, there has been no initiative. This is a statement, but not an action item. ICANN Academy is not was not an action item as well. Therefore, for the next action items, please concentrate only on points where a follow-up and action is needed and not just noting what has been discussed. So, okay. To my memory, a few action items I remember, they were more or less concluded, except the first one that we couldn't find members for the respective working group and drafting of a statement. Let me continue with a next agenda item, what is as usual our part 3 briefing on current ELEC consultations and initiatives, what is Olivier's part, and we have discussed this in between that we will reconsider this part of our monthly calls at the Lisbon GA, whether it makes sense to have extensive briefings on this, where a lot of members may probably not follow, or whether it will be better to reduce on subjects related to the priorities of our RALO we will develop in Lisbon. But for the moment, Olivier, you have the floor on this agenda point.
And as I managed to unmute myself, thank you very much, both. It's Olivier for the transcript record. I just wanted first to say one thing, to comment on one thing regarding the action items. With regards to the input on the ATRT2, the questions to the CD on the accountability and transparency within ICANN, I'm somehow disappointed that we have not had any feedback on this, since this really is the type of input that ICANN requires if ICANN is going to be evolving and improving, and certainly improving to serve Internet users. That's what the accountability and transparency of ICANN is all about. So on a matter which is so core to the functioning of ICANN and certainly so important for end users, for Internet users, I am at an absolute loss to see that there is no interest in European at-large structures to provide input into such a matter. And therefore, if there is any complaint regarding the transparency and the accountability of ICANN during RGA, my response will be that they have the chance to provide this. And the GA and our face-to-face meeting is not the right location or time for us to address this. They can also address it in writing. That said, by the time the GA and the events take place in Lisbon, the Accountability and Transparency Review team will still be open to input. So I guess we will just be able to say, look, here's the email address, email it. But don't start, don't complain to us, because there is a process that deals with this, and just bickering about it there and then is not helpful. That was my comment on the previous point. Now, with regards to the policy advice development page, we've got quite a few comments and policy statements that have been recently drafted. But the ones that are currently under consideration are the first one is the draft operating plan and budget, and Tijani Benchemai is drafting a first statement on this. Yet again, the operating plan and budget are the process is being changed because, as you know, there is a new management team in place. So it's unless you follow this closely, it's going to be very difficult for you to, for you know, end users and for our ALSs to comment on. But I gather that Wolf, you are part of the budget and finance subcommittee of at large, and so we've got input on that already from you. We will have input on that once the first draft is out there. That should be imminent. The next one is the ALAC statement to the board regarding security and stability implications of new top-level domains. ALAC is commenting on the draft statement at the moment, so if you're interested in more technical issues such as the security and stability implications, have a look at that statement and comment on it. The next one is the proposed final new GTLD registry agreement. Alan Greenberg, our GNSO, liaison, is still considering whether a statement is necessary. We have commented on the registrar accreditation agreement. The registry accreditation agreement is also something that has been updated through much discussion and negotiations between the registries and ICANN. We'll have to wait for Alan to let us know if this is something, if there is any point that we need to develop on this. The new GTLD board committee consideration of GAC safeguard advice. Originally, the idea was that the ALAC was not going to get involved in commenting on another advisory committee's recommendations. That said, Alan Greenberg and myself met informally with the chair of the GAC whilst we were in Los Angeles a few weeks ago and asked whether it was really, whether the GAC wanted to have a positive input or negative input we basically discussed whether input would be welcome both from the GAC's point of view but also from the board's point of view. And it's clear that input would be welcome if it's constructive. So both Alan and I are currently working to draft a statement. a very short statement, in fact, but that will just point out the parts of the safeguard, the GAC safeguard document, and we're just looking at Annex 1. On that Annex 1, what parts are parts which are where the GAC might be overreaching and looking beyond what it should be looking at? The proposed final 2013 RAA, that's the Registrar Accreditation Agreement. The ALAC is currently commenting on the statement which has been drafted. You're very welcome to have a look at it. I think we've reached a pretty stable statement on this. The Trademark Clearinghouse and IDN variants, the ALAC is currently voting on the statement which was drafted. The questions to the community on accountability and transparency within ICANN I've just spoken about a little bit earlier. And the statement on the World Conference on International Telecommunication Outcomes, that's one which is on my table, and I still haven't been able to address this yet. I will probably have to look through the WTPF, the World Telecommunication Policy Forum, and discussions that have taken place last week in Geneva to perhaps have something that we might wish to draft. Currently open public comments. There are two of them. The Who Is Information Status Policy. It's one of these more technical things that registrars and registries would have to work out between themselves, and it was decided, therefore, that no statement from the ALAC is necessary on this. And then the proposed modification of GNSO operating procedures concerning the deadline for the submission of reports and motions. That's an internal GNSO matter. It was thought that since, I mean, this has to go through a public comment. I think it would be taken quite badly by people in at large if the GNSO officially commented on our rules of procedure, let's say, and wanted the ALAC to change its rules of procedure according to what GNSO members wanted. So as this is a bit reciprocal, it would probably be quite unwelcome for the ALAC to tell the GNSO what to do in their internal procedures, except, of course, if we find that there is something that is really out of the way. But a deadline for the submission of reports and motion is not something that's important enough spend any time on, and I've probably spent too much time on it already, so I thank you very much, and if you have any questions on any of these, then you're very welcome to ask them now.
Okay, thanks a lot, Olivier. This is Wolf speaking again for the record. For your usual and precise update, I see that Christopher has raised his hand in the Adobe Connect. Christopher, you have the floor. Christopher, can you hear us? Are you muted? You still have the floor. As Christopher is not responding. Christopher?
Sorry, it's Gisela.
Yeah.
Christopher, have you been able to enable your microphone?
Okay.
Christopher is only on the Adobe Connect, no longer on the phone line.
Okay. So you just told me and Adobe Connect, forget it. So I will hand over. The second I've seen is Oksana. Oksana, you have the floor.
Thank you, Wolf. I would like to react on Olivier's words about ITRT group. We are extremely interested in this activity, and we would like to inform you that we sent our official request on the process of delegation of Cyrillic IDN to Ukraine, and we received a lot of extremely important for us information, which we could not receive in Ukraine. So we are really happy with the progress with transparency and accountability between our two sides.
Okay, thanks for this comment, Oksana. Are there any further questions or comments regarding our agenda item 3, current consultations? I don't see any hand raised or anybody speaking up on the phone. Therefore, I guess that this agenda item 3 can be regarded as completed. Thanks a lot, Olivier, again for this precise update. And I, as shortly noted before, I think in Lisbon at the General Assembly, we will discuss the usual procedure to what extent briefings on ongoing consultations must be comprehensive, detailed, or whether we better should concentrate on some thematic priorities defined by Euralo, etc., and to encourage more discussion and more feedback in this respect. The next agenda item for tonight is point 4, Euralo members' nominations for Atlas II sub-working groups. As some of you may have realized already at ELEC, there were first plannings, drafts, etc., and first calls organized on the next at-large user summit. The next version after the first one, which was organized in spring 2009 in Mexico City. And we finally now have the chance, because it was requested for ICANN, to have a continuation on this and to have, after several years now, a second at-large summit. This is now on the table with very high chances, etc., with first plannings on a budget, on timing. It will be in line with the next European ICANN meeting in summer 2014 in London. And we are in a very good position to prepare this Atlas II long before and substantially, and there were several working groups installed so far, and there was a call for participation among the different relos. And as we have seen at the last Atlas II working group call, in some of the sub-working groups there are still representatives or members from Euralo missing. Therefore, I would like to encourage you all to have a look on the sub-page, to have a look into the different working groups. There are many more sub-working groups than the last time for Mexico, on various details in the context of organization of such a complex a summit. And you are all invited to join the sub-working groups according to your interest. And as an action item, I would like to ask staff that we circulate another call for members nomination for the Atlas II sub-working groups via the list, with, let's say, a deadline of 10 days, who is not responding within the next 10 days on the call for more members' nomination cannot be considered afterwards anymore. At the moment, as far as I can recall, there are a few members. There is Olivier, of course, more or less in his function. There is Sebastian involved from the board side. He is one of the key figures in this process. There is Sandra and I. I think I've seen Roberto as well. And we could need to have some broader participation. But we will repeat this announcement at the General Assembly itself, and I hope that we will have some last expressions of interest in June at our GA. Are there any questions regarding this issue? And I can announce already that this will be in the near future, in the next months, this will be more or less a standing issue on the agenda of our monthly calls, updates from the Atlas II preparations. If there are no questions and comments on this agenda item 4, let me suggest to continue with the next point, what is the boring pending affair, Euralus Individuals ALS. As we have Roberto on the call tonight. Roberto, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I can. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can clearly hear you. Just I was thinking about dropping this point for the monthly call because we discussed it the last time. But as you are on the call, the last thing was we have a draft of bylaws for such a specific ALS for individual members from Europe. There was an application form for this ALS filled in by Siranush some weeks ago. The only open question was to find focal or contact points to launch the application to at large step. And as we discussed before bilaterally, etc., I suggested you as a focal point for this initiative. The second focal point, Veronica Creto agreed. So now this should be done in the near future. So this is just a reminder to follow up up on this as soon as possible, or to come back to the General Assembly next month and say, okay, this was a bad idea from the beginning. Let's forget about it. I just promise that I don't do anything in this respect from my side anymore. So the ball is on the side of the individuals. But I see you have raised your hand, Roberto. You have the floor.
Yes. I think that it is a good idea, and I think that we have to push it forward. And it has to be necessarily an item for discussion at the General Assembly, where I think that this issue should come to a completion. Unfortunately, I will not be able to make the General Assembly, but I think that between now and the General Assembly will be anyway in email contact, and I think that the best thing that we could do is to come with a final draft, and so I would encourage people to comment on the draft, so that we have an almost finalized document for the General Assembly in Lisbon, so that we can launch the individual the at-large structure for individuals. So I think it's an important thing, it's an important sign, because individuals, the issue about individuals has been a hot issue ever since the foundation of at large, and I think that it will be a mistake to drop this issue. I still continue to be the focal point. I will solicit comments on the draft from other members of Euralo, and I think that we should come to a discussion in Lisbon. Again, I apologize for the fact that I will be unable to make the Lisbon meeting, but anyway, I will be in email and telephone contact if needed. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Roberto, for your comments. I think there are several issues on it. The first, it's unfortunate that you cannot make it, that you cannot be with us next month personally, physically at the Lisbon General Assembly. The other aspect is what comments on what draft you talk about or you mean. If you talk about the draft bylaws, I sent this at Christmas already to a list of individuals we have noted in Europe for further comments and action, and unfortunately there was no response. So if you forward this draft bylaws for another consultation round, let me promise you will just lose another week's of time, and you will not get a single response. I think we spent months already giving people opportunities to respond, ask questions, or comment on the draft bylaws, what didn't happen so far. So I think there is no more consultation needed on procedural issues, and I think most people are not very hot following up procedural issues. So I come to the third point. I agree with you that having options and opportunities for individual members at Euralo is important from a political point of view as a kind of complementary element compared to the regular membership structure, what is ALS based, and also following a long-term observation that we always had a number of active individuals before. One of the most important was Cyrenush. For some time, Olivier was also more or less an individual, and we had other very best examples among individuals being strongly interested in Euralo and ALEC and ICANN issues. So from a political point of view, we have to follow up on this. We have to push this. We will put this on the Lisbon agenda as a kind of recommitment from Euralo that we want this to happen. But just on a procedural point of view, we did the bylaw modifications and adjustments almost 2 years ago. We decided 2 years ago, yes, we would like to make this happen. We created a working group on the issue to push it forward, but unfortunately the working group and the people involved didn't do anything. So I think everything was prepared. What is needed for launching the application form, we need some sort of bylaws, we need a sort of definition how this ALS should function in the context of Euralo, some formal regulation and prescriptions.
that's all we have, and there were no comments so far. So, Roberto, don't waste your time with another consultation round. Just take the documents, adjust them as you think would be useful, and send them. Olivier, you have raised your hand. You have the floor.
Thank you very much, Wolf. It's Olivier for the transcript report. I agree pretty much with you, Wolf, on this, and I sense your frustration because of the fact that we sound as though we've been discussing this forever. And there comes a time when you just think, just get on with it. I'm very thankful of Roberto picking the ball on this, and I understand that he wants to go through one last round of input. What I would suggest would be to have a final comment countdown. In other words, from now on, set a calendar of the deadlines. So deadline for comment, let's see, we're the 21st this week. Deadline for comment, the 27th. By the 31st, the thing is ready for, is basically presented for the vote. For the GA. We need to present anything that needs to be voted in the GA, I guess, with enough time. But that will then become just for a vote. It will not be anything to do with commenting anymore. If there needs to be a vote, it will just be for votes. And if people start commenting at that time, then I'm sorry, that'll just be too late. And you have to hold firm on this. And you do have to have a set timeline that you respect and say, on that day, no more comments. On that day, nothing changes. On that day, the vote takes place. On that day, if the vote is positive, this thing will be ratified, and that will be expedited then. So I hope that this is possible. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Olivier, for these good comments. I agree again with most of what you said before, except one point. I support that Roberto makes a final call, setting a brief, a short deadline for further comments, end of month, etc. If nothing arises, then we consider it as concluded or as approved. This is a regular procedure we followed many times at the Juralo. If you do not have comments, you do not wait for positive action. You just make it the other way around. If no objections are raised until then, we consider it as concluded. What served as a purpose for many times and years at Juralo. I am not very hot about your suggestion, Olivier, to put this for a voting on the agenda for Lisbon. If we do more than a briefing, we can submit for information the last version of the bylaws to the audience. So here you see the copy. This was discussed until among people concerned, etc., but this is more or less concluded already. If you open a discussion on bylaws at the General Assembly, I promise you, you will wake up sleeping dogs just stepping in, ignoring the debates we had for 2 years, but stepping in at a General Assembly just for the pleasure of having a debate, and we will lose valuable time on a sub-item what is not justified for any voting at the General Assembly. So this is the only point where I do not agree, that we can make an info, a briefing at the General Assembly, but not any sort of voting at the General Assembly itself. Next on the list, I have Sebastian and Christopher. First, Sebastian, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Sebastian Bachere. Just one question. We want to vote on what? Because we already have our bylaw, the bylaw of Juralo, to allow this at-large structure for the individual membership to be created. And what we need is to have people who want to populate this at-large structure. And for the moment, I see a lot of names, or some names, but no names to do the work. And we don't create an at-large structure just for the pleasure to have one. We need to have people member and to have their organized discussion. And I think it's the first thing we would need to see, especially if we have nobody from any individuals participating to the General Assembly, then we don't need to have the discussion again. Let's wait for when they are ready to take some action. And the other, my other point is that we need to be to know who is eligible to be an independent member, because if every of us can be, then we are not in the right direction. And the more important point is to know who could be an individual member among the current participants of the Uralo discussion. And I don't think that we have so much. And if those people don't want to work together, then we don't have yet an ILS. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Sebastian. Yes, you were, with other words, summarizing what I tried to say before. We do not need further formalities. Formalities were done so far not by the people concerned, except Cyrenus. We do not need a voting. We can probably discuss in Lisbon the role of individuals and how we could link, bring them in and link it to our current work. This could be helpful for newcomers to understand the difference between regular ALSs and individuals, etc. So we will do an update in this respect. But let me suggest to have no votings on bylaws, etc. In my opinion, this is for not for formal and for no other good reasons needed, and we will only waste time with this kind of voting. But we will discuss on substance on and the essentials. Thanks. The next one is Christopher, and then I have Oksana.
This is Christopher. Good evening.
Good evening.
Are we working now?
Yes, we are.
Can you hear anything?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, amazing. Okay. First of all, I thought this was settled a long time ago, that we did decide to have individual members, and I regret that perhaps I've missed some of the emails from Roberto, but I didn't know we were going to, we still had outstanding issues. I think as a matter of leadership and organization, there has to be an individual's ALS before you can get individuals to join it. So my suggestion, which I don't expect, Wolf, I don't expect you to accept immediately, but we could discuss it in Lisbon. My suggestion would be that half a dozen of us could actually just constitute the individual members of this this new ALS, and if and when, hopefully when, we have a significant number of genuine new members, the founding members could just fade away and return to their organizational at-large structures, which we all are. But I think that there's a catch-22 here. I'm sure we've decided that we want to have individual members. We want to have an ALS to embrace them, for them to join. They can't join it until it exists. So half a dozen of us, and I would volunteer if there are enough other volunteers, we basically have to create this and invite individuals to join. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for your comment, Christopher. Before I give over to Oksana, just a short issue of clarification, what pops up and pops up and pops up again. Olivier raised the question, and I can remember that I have answered repeatedly via mails already to this question, the question whether somebody can be member of different ALS. Just to be clear, we can put this as an agenda item or a question of principles, a question of rule at the Lisbon GA, but so far, of course, many among Uralo present members are members of different ALSs. I am at least member of three ALSs at Uralos. Therefore, I think a person who is a member as an existing ALSs, I always take Siranush as an example. Siranush is actively involved at Uralo from the very first moment. She is not old in age, but she is an old hand at Uralo, and she is among the most active and supportive I can remember. Unfortunately, due to the ICANN regional model, she cannot be a member of Uralo so far by an Armenian ALSs, because they automatically get incorporated in APRALO. But if we now create an ALS for individuals at Uralo, and Siranush desires becoming a member of this individual ALS at Uralo, I am the strongest supporter of this idea. I think this exclusion idea, if you cannot represent several ALSs, please make the distinction. I agree, according to ALEC rules of procedure, you cannot be a leader of more than one RALO. What is clear, but being a simple member of different RALOs, as I am, as Sebastian is, and as I know many more cases and examples, of course this should be possible, and I even would say this should be encouraged. So this is my last point of clarification on this issue, and I still have Oksana on my list. Please, Oksana, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Wolf. It's Oksana Prikhodko for the record. I just would like to draw your attention to the what do we want to receive? Artificial structure without any individual activity from the very beginning. For example, yes, I understand that Wolf wrote bylaws. Wolf is not the member of this ALS, future ALS. Siranush really showed her initiative. The best way for me, and I said it repeatedly, to make Siranush as a contact point. Yes, I understand the problem that Siranush is representative of another ALS, but in another RALO. I understand that it's impossible to represent two ALS within one RALO. I am absolutely sure that Armenian representatives have to be in European RALO, in Uralo. And this way for Siranush would be the best decision of two conflicts, with active individual ALS and with more active involvement of Armenian representatives. Thank you.
Thank you, Oksana. Sorry, I'm now a bit impatient. I explained this point in length, in repeated. I remember at least five emails I sent that, according to the rules of procedure, and we cannot do anything without changing the ALEC rules of procedure. I do not intend and I do not want
working on a suggestion to change ALEC rules of procedure. So we have to take ALEC rules of procedure as granted. And ALEC rules of procedure prescribe that you cannot be representative of several ALSs at the same time inside a region or between two regions. And I think this ALEC rule, in its substance, it's a good rule, avoiding potential abuses. But this is another case. We are not here talking about representation. We are talking about simple membership, whether somebody can be a simple member of various ALSs. I am an ISOC member. I am a member of various other associations, human rights groups, etc. So, and it happens that I'm a member of three ALSs. I'm a member of Wikipedia Switzerland. I'm a member of Network New Media Germany and Communica CH, the one I represent. So I can only represent one, but I can be an ordinary member of several. So I think this is clear by now, and if you need any further clarification, let's do it face by face in Lisbon. But I think this has been discussed in length by now, and what I see is not that there are further discussions needing. I want to see a final action, that the application form is finally forwarded to at large staff. Maybe afterwards we have a similar discussion at large to get this application certified. But at this level, I think we had enough decision already. So we are running short of time, so I have to push this. Okay, finally we discussed and did not only postpone the item as it previous calls. Therefore, thank you so far. At least we had a discussion on it. Let me ask for agenda item 6, if compared with our last call, where we had a short briefing on the ICANN Academy already, whether there were any news, and if it's the case, Sandra, you have the floor. Sandra, are you muted? I guess Sandra is muted. So let me...
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear, we can hear you now. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I was somehow disconnected. It's Sandra speaking for the transcript. I can make it very short. The only news is that the working group... agreed on a new proposal to have a pilot leadership program in at the AGM in Buenos Aires, and we are just in the process of getting this proposal approved or not within the new fiscal year. And if we get it approved, then we will start with our action until Durban to get up a curriculum, faculty, and so on and so forth. But at the moment, we are in the waiting position. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Sandra. And we will follow. This is work in process. The working group and pushing the pilot project is continuing. So we will have this back on the agenda, hopefully for a more intensive discussion at our next monthly call. The next agenda item, this is briefing on Eurodic 2013 preparation process. Sandra, it's back to you again. But there was an info letter sent out. There is an updated website, so most of the important tools you can find on the website. Sandra, but over to you.
It's Sandra speaking. As you mentioned already, the most important information was in the info letter, and I will just repeat it here. Please register now for the EuroLeague meeting to make it easier for the organizers to do the final planning. You can also participate again as a remote participant, but please register as well as a remote participant. And the program is now in the final stage of getting fixed. We are just waiting for a few more information on panelists and speakers. But as we tried for Stockholm already, and we are trying this year again, we like to open it up as much as possible. We like to keep the plenaries and the panels very limited to 3 or 4 people and open the discussion on a very early stage to the audience. So everybody who is not on stage is mostly invited to participate from the floor and raise their hand and in any plenary, in any workshop at any time. Regarding the hotels, most of you are accommodated by ICANN, but those who are, the reservation deadline was extended for the second time until the 25th of May now. I doubt that we will get another extension, so if you still need a hotel, please do your reservation now. You'll find all the information on the EuroLeague website. Over to you, Wolf.
Okay, thanks a lot for this short summary on the current and last EuroLeague planning. I just have to make a sort of a small correction to Sandra's last point to avoid confusion. All Euralo members who are confirmed for the Lisbon GA, hotel reservation has already been done for you for the night of the 19th and the 20th for 2 nights. So you are booked already at the Altis Hotel, what is a venue for the General Assembly and the EuroLeague as well. If you have arranged with, I can consider the travel to arrive in Lisbon before, previous night and post EuroLeague nights when you want to extend your stay, then besides the 2 nights we have booked already for you, you are responsible for yourself and you must do on your personal level respective additional reservations. But don't worry about your official invitation to the General Assembly and for the EuroLeague. The nights of the 19th and the nights of the 20th, they are booked already by ICANN. This is all done. Okay, so I have seen, or I guess that all flight bookings were done. There are always, unfortunately, some last modifications. Adela was confirmed until last week. She has found a new job somewhere and she had now to renounce from her participation and she's sending another APTI representative from Romania, so we have to go into these modifications again. Therefore, all the formal requirements are done. What still needs to be done is a final draft of the GA agenda on the workspace. If you have a look on this is still a draft and I am still awaiting comments. You can still make suggestions what should be discussed. But always keep in mind that we only have two and a half hours for this. This means we should not overload our agenda. We should really concentrate on regular things we have to do according to the bylaws. And the content part we decided before. We have to rediscuss the functioning, how to make Juralo working better, how to make Juralo more inclusive, etc. And we need at least 1.5 hours for this content discussion. I will try my best to make the formal part of the General Assembly with board report, quorums, blah, 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 and elections to limit it to 1 hour. But whenever you make suggestions for the agenda, please keep in mind that we have to respect the time from 5 to 7.30 in Lisbon next month. Any question so far regarding the draft agenda? I see Olivier and Sebastian again. Yes, Olivier first.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Wolf. It's Olivier for the transcript. Are you accepting suggestions for the agenda now, or would you prefer that I put it down on the wiki itself?
Let me suggest, make a short notice via the list that all interested members can follow or follow up who makes what suggestion for the Lisbon agenda. If you only put it on the workspace, only a tiny majority like me, you, and Sandra, Sebastian will realize suggestions on the workspace alone.
Okay, thank you. I'll do that.
Okay. Sebastian, you?
Thank you very much, Wolf, Sebastian Bachelet. Yeah, it's just to say that I know that the time it's 5 to 7:30, but if by chance a lot of people are already arriving before and could be in a room before, it will be great, because as I can almost confirm that CEO of ICANN will be there, and the Vice President for Europe, Nigel Nixon, will be there too, and a board member, I will be there too. Maybe we need to find time, additional time. There will not be any, what we were dreaming to have a session before. Then if people are already there before, maybe it could be interesting to start a little bit earlier. I give you that to your thinking, but if it's possible, it will be great. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for this, Sebastian. You are running open doors because we discussed a pre-event with Nigel, etc. On Wednesday, during the day, etc. And I have realized that a formal pre-event is now getting too tight, etc. But let me suggest, let's rediscuss this bilaterally, you, me, Olivier, etc. again. Then we organize before the General Assembly something informal for Juralo members. There is a mezzanine at the Altisch Hotel that offers good informal spaces for meetings, etc. And we will announce this on the Juralo list. There are several peoples I informally know who will arrive in Lisbon before. So let's keep those who are already in Lisbon the day before. Let's push them together, and we will do something. I find it an excellent idea. Okay, and I have another very excellent announcement. I learned today from Heidi that Gisela will join us in Lisbon. She will come and support us for preparing, final preparation, managing and conducting the General Assembly. And this is great news for me, because at the last moment there are always a lot of small things to do to make everything smoothly happen. And just for the records, Gisela, I'm highly pleased about this news, and we are all pleased to welcome you in and have you with us in Lisbon. Any further question? Yes, I think we have done the GR agenda. Please, if you have suggestion, as said to Olivier already, make a short notice on the Uralo list. Then we can include it into the workspace. The list makes more people aware than just a comment on the respective workspace page. Then you may have seen that I circulated a draft board report for 2012-13. I circulated on the list. We cannot go into the details now. I think take an hour, have a look at it. If you have questions, if you have things you would like to modify or to add, let me know and I can adjust it accordingly. We have 1 week for this kind of modifications, etc., and I would like to circulate it 3 weeks before the General Assembly will be opened. Anything else about outreach cocktail party we discussed before? This is confirmed. They will be, therefore we have to try to be to stick to the timing. We have 2 hours and a half for the General Assembly, and then we go out on the roof terrace of the Altish Hotel, and there will be an outreach reception from and for Uralo. We will try to address and to reach out to interested people of the local community, to people from Lisbon University, etc., who will attend Eurodic, but we may interest them for Uralo as well. And it should be our goal to attract some new ALSs to join Uralo, because we have no member from Portugal so far. Open questions? If not, let me go to our last agenda item. This is now part of the agenda. We are bound by our bylaws to have a certain number of formal business dealt with at our regular General Assemblies. And every 2 years we also have officer elections. And there is also a procedure combined with re-election or election of officers. And Sylvia pointed to this point and made a short schedule and summary how to handle the procedure beforehand. The suggestion is based on the bylaws. The Uralo Regional Officer Selection will be held at the upcoming GA. Proposed schedule, draft election timetable, first nominations open the 27th of May. Nominations close 14th of June, so we have more than 2 weeks. This has to be announced, and this, Sylvia, is another action item. This has to be announced on the list this week. How this, we will prepare a circular mail together, but it has to be announced this year that the announcement that we need the re-election, the present officers, officers are, etc., and then after the nomination, there must be an acceptance by the people nominated, and the deadline is open until the 18th of June. I think this is justified, that people can think after the day before whether they will go for election. Then we know between 18th and 19th as a final list of people who are valid to be voted for. And the result announcement will be at the General Assembly itself. Questions, comments regarding this formal procedure? There is a chapter in the board report, the second last point. This is mentioned, etc., with some comments. Do you have questions? Further comments? I have the impression this should be clear from the procedural side, etc. And while there is still some work to be done, some final works, I think we are on a good way. Most of the logistical infrastructural points are solved. And so there are only two things. This is the final draft of the agenda, what needs to be done, and the handling of the nomination procedures. And this can we do via the list. As we have the pleasure of our next face-to-face General Assembly in less than 4 weeks' time, we have the chance to meet physically, to sit together and to discuss. For me, it's one of the highlights of the year. We won't have a monthly call, of course, during June, when we have just met in Lisbon. We will have our next monthly call in July. And as usual, we don't have one during the holiday seasonal break in August. So the next step is finally Lisbon, and I'm pleased to welcome you soon in, I hope, sunny and warm Lisbon. If no further questions are raised, let me thank you all for your active participation and partly vivid discussions, and I wish you all an excellent rest of the evening, and as said before, I'm very pleased to see you soon in Lisbon. Bye-bye.
Thanks
very much, Rolf. Bye-bye.